Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web elke week saand tussen 6 en 7.
Die Mededingingskommissie het vandag aanbeveel dat Google oor die volgende 3 tot 5 jaar elke jaar tussen 300 en 500 miljoen rand aan Suid-Afrikaanse nuuspublikasies moet betaal. En dit is volgens die kommissie die omvang van die wanbalans tussen die geld wat Google uit die gebruik van plaaslike uitgewers se inhoud maak en wat Google dan met die bedryf deel. Nou, dit is een van die voorstelle wat die kommissie in sy voorlopige verslag ingesluit het nadat dit die impak wat die groot digitale spelers Google, Meta, YouTube en X op die plaaslike mediabedryf ondersoek het. Google maak geld as hulle gebruikers iets op hulle platform soek en dan as dan die antwoorde kom en as nuus items as deel van die antwoorde, dan is daar baie keer advertensies rondom dit en dis waar hulle die geld maak en hulle deel nie hierdie inkomste met uitgewers nie, hoewel hulle die nuus van die uitgewers gebruik sonder om hulle daarvoor te vergoed. Nou dit raak nie net die Suid-Afrikaanse media nie, maar ook die omtrent elke enkele mediabedryf op aarde. Donovan John Lindy is op die lyn, hy is van die Mededingingskommissie. Hy was die technische directeur van hierdie markonderzoek. Donovan John, thank you so much for your time. It's been quite a process so far and arguably one of the most complicated market inquiries the Competition Commission has undertaken. It's been 16 months in the making and we have a provisional report. So what is the process now?
Yeah, so for the next 6 weeks, to answer your question, it has been a very complex market inquiry. So the process going forward is we've published the preliminary report. Stakeholders have 6 weeks to digest it, to read it, to put their points back to us. This includes platforms, the news media, agencies, and thereafter, we'll be gathering more evidence, engaging with stakeholders, and slowly work our way to providing a final report within, we estimate, 4 to 5 months from now.
I must just say, I was part of that process. I did a presentation before the Competition Commission as part of the information gathering exercise, and it was startling to me to hear also the other publishers, their presentations, and it's most definitely especially Google has had a massive negative impact on the local news media, and even the media reporting today on this report that was published, there was a big focus on this 300 to 500 million that Google should pay, or the proposal is that it should pay to the local industry. How was the quantum of 300 to 500 million rand calculated?
Yeah, sure. So, just where we understand engagement with Google is it's a everything news platform. Google derives value from news media in the sense that people go to the platform to query news to find it. If they don't have it, then they're going to go to other sources of news. So the argument is that news brings value to Google as it's part of its broader information portfolio. And so what we did is we looked at the proportion or the percentage of queries that is news related to the total number of queries, and we got a range between 10 to 15%. We applied it to Google's revenues. We estimated the value of news from that. We also looked at the revenue, the value that news media currently does get from Google in terms of referral traffic. We calculated a collective value, and then we used a fair 50-50% split, and from there we calculated the value transfer from Google to the news media, which was in the range of 300 to 500 million rand.
And that's a significant amount if you compare it to what Google presented to the commission as the revenue directly attributable to news searches, which was, 35 million rand. So there's a significant difference between the two. Let me maybe put it this way. How highly did the commission regard the presentations of Google and Meta at the commission? Do you think they took the commission into its confidence?
Well, I mean, we use an evidence-based approach. I mean, for a matter of context, news media also put out a figure which was a lot higher than what we came up with. So we found ourselves in the middle ground, really. The amount that we calculated for Google, it takes into account all the evidence that we gathered. I lost the other part of the question.
No, it's just Google has put on the table a much lesser amount or a much lower amount.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And, what South Africa, the news media cannot afford is a protracted legal process that may follow this. Of course, it's their democratic right to do that. But Google is in the courts in many countries regarding, the impact that the operations has on or have on news media. So just the attitude of Google. Do you think that it took the commission into its confidence?
Yeah, it's natural for Google to put down it's really a bargaining outcome, and so it's natural for Google to put a low number. I think it's also a matter of definition. They've taken a very narrow definition of what constitutes news. It also looks at how they've monetized as well. A lot of Google is monetized through commercial search. So they're taking that sort of direct monetization angle in presenting their figures. And they're not really considering the broader Google search information ecosystem. So that's a point that we probably might have to debate with Google. We're not sure. But we're taking a sort of a more holistic view in our estimation.
Donovan John Lindley, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Hy's 'n senior ontleder by die Mededingingskommissie en die tegniese direkteur wat van hierdie markondersoek na die media en digitale platforms. So hierdie kan 'n baie groot verskil maak in die plaaslike mediabedryf. Ek was by daai voorleggings en elke enkele media uitgewer wat daar gesit het, het gesê dat daai impak net so omskryf en ons het 'n sterk media nodig finansiëel om die belangrike werk te doen wat media doen. En met die huidige traject gaan dit 'n baie groot impak hê. En dit moet vroeër eerder as later aangespreek word. En 500 miljoen rand wat kan gaan na die plaaslike mediabedryf toe gaan 'n reuse verskil maak.
Ryk, ek stem 100% saam met jou. As jy maar net kyk die hele geskiedenis van staatskaping, dit is basies gedryf deur die media. Die media het goed uitgehaal. Nou, baie keer sien jy wanneer dit kom by die howe, dit was maande gelede, jare gelede in die media. Die media het die storie gehad. So die media het die voortou geneem om Suid-Afrika skoon te maak van diep gewortelde korrupsie. En hier kan jy maar net na die Zondo-verslag se laaste paar bladsye gaan lees as jy het nie glo nie. Maar dit was die media wat die werk gedoen het. Nou, jou verlies aan inkomste na media bronne, na ondersoekende journaliste, al wat dit gaan doen, dit gaan die media se vlak van kundigheid wat hulle kan bekostig, gaan dit verdom, eenvoudiger maak, en dit gaan later wees alles wat almal lees is maar oral beskikbaar. Wat jy nodig het, is professionele ondersoekende journaliste wat oordentlike salaris verdien, wat dit aantreklik is om nagte en dae deur detail te werk om sodoende goed op in die koerante of webblaai te kry. So ek stem heeltemal saam met jou, die uitdaging met die media is hoe lyk die sakemodel? En hierdie kan deel wees van 'n sakemodel wat kan werk.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za. Of laai die toepassing af en volg MoneyWeb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.